Jerry Bader Show 1050. You probably don't recognize the name Merrill Newman. Do you, Jason? Merrill Newman is the 85-year-old man being held in North Korea. Jason, you were one of the first people that I heard say, what the hell's he doing going to North Korea? My initial thought was, those bastards. I have not only come around to your way of thinking, almost everybody is on your way of thinking on this. Wall Street Journal has a piece. I had one from the Weekly Standard yesterday. Thinking of taking a holiday in forbidden North Korea so that you can one-up your friends who spend 2 weeks in exotic Bhutan? Best advice, don't. That's a lesson being learned the hard way by Merrill Newman, a retired executive from California who visited North Korea in October for what was supposed to be a 10-day tour. Instead, the 85-year-old Korean War vet was yanked off a plane, has been detained in Pyongyang for more than a month. State media recently released a video of Mr. Newman reading from a four-page statement in stilted English. I've been guilty of a long list of indelible crimes against DPRK and Korean people. I read, please forgive me. Obviously, that was coerced. It's getting to the point where people are saying, well, what the hell was the matter with him? And I didn't realize that North Korean tourism, that some 10,000 Americans go there every year, and as the Wall Street Journal points out, it's not just celebrity morons like Dennis Rodman or Google Executive Chairman Eric Schmidt and the New York Philharmonic. Many people are saying now, why the younger Kim is a despot. It's a brutal dictatorship. The hell are you spending your money there for? Why are Americans going to North Korea? It's trendy. You know what this is like? This is like people who, at the zoo, cross over that barricade into the lion's den and get mauled. Oh, what the hell? What happened? It's a lion! Why do you think they put it where it can't get to the people, you idiots? You know what? I have little sympathy when people do that. I mean, it's tragic. This is the same thing. Korea is a caged animal. You go of their own making, however. You go behind that wall, behind that cage, and bad things could happen. If this isn't a lesson to stay the hell out of there, I don't know what is. I still feel badly for his family. Don't misunderstand. But how stupid I would... Come on. You go to North Korea, what do you think is going to happen? He was someone who could afford to do it. It's become this trendy thing. Well, look, I'm going behind the lines of a communist dictatorship. Oh, yeah, good food. That's actually what they use it for. They do wine and dine, and they don't let you near the average people. It's all a charade. So you give them money, you give them PR, and for what? People just never learn about these communist dictatorships. They're dangerous. Next. Do you remember one of the things that got President Obama in trouble? Gosh, was this 2008? I don't remember which campaign. I think it was. Where I think he was in San Francisco, and he was behind closed doors with a group of libs and said, you've got these people who cling to their gun and their religion, or was it Bibles? Guns and Bibles, or gun and religion, which how he got away with that is just absolutely amazing. As you know, right now, fortunes have turned, and there appears to be a chance, but we're a year away, there appears to be a chance that Republicans actually could recapture the Senate. The South is going to be critical here, specifically Arkansas, which has flipped largely from blue to red. And they have an alleged blue dog senator in Mark Pryor. Pryor is among those who are very vulnerable. Louisiana's Mary Landrieu, Kay Hagan of North Carolina, Democratic candidates in Kentucky and Georgia. The South is seen as the battleground here. Pryor is seen as being in big, big trouble. Now, recently, he spoke and he invoked his religion and the Bible a lot. There's already been a fierce advertising campaign between he and his who would be his Republican rival. He has now issued a new TV ad. Here's a portion of the audio.
I'm not ashamed to say that I believe in God and I believe in His Word. The Bible teaches us no one has all the answers, only God does, and neither political party is always right. This is my compass, my North Star. It gives me comfort and guidance to do what's best for Arkansas.
Okay, does that mean that the Bible's telling him that the Affordable Care Act was a mistake? This is what he's getting killed on, is Obamacare. He's getting absolutely killed on Obamacare. Well, don't blame me. I went to the Bible for direction. So if you think I was wrong on Obamacare, then I guess it's God's fault. Because I turned to God for guidance, and he told me to vote for Obamacare. Now, I know I'm connecting some dots that aren't there. But interesting how the only way that he can run from Obamacare is to wrap himself in religion. I thought liberals hated that. Well, they hate it when political candidates wrap themselves in religion. He's desperate, so what is he's clinging to his Bible. Isn't that amazing? Now, it's early, and Republicans would be crazy to think that things can't change and change very quickly. They already have. Look, just during the shutdown, it appeared that that was playing big into Democrats' hands. It's flipped. And right now, Senate and House prospects look very good for them. We're still nearly a year out. And there are a lot of things Republicans have to do right to maintain this. Look how quickly Democrats lost it. But Obamacare is the one that's going to leave the mark here. And Republicans do need to come up with an alternative, and they need to keep pounding and pounding and pounding. Speaking of pounding, as you know, the knockout game, and it should not be called a game. That's one of the things we in the media have to get away from. Calling it a game is growing. Liberals don't want to admit that it's growing and that it's now largely racist. We had a black caller who said it wasn't when he was a kid. And you know what? Maybe it wasn't, Jason. But it is now. And it's predominantly Jewish in New York. It's Jews who are getting attacked. Elsewhere, it's just blacks attacking white. There's been a recent case in Milwaukee. I'm told there are several cases in the Green Bay area that fit the profile in recent years, but they haven't been classified as such. Now, there is a rabbi in New York who is responding. He's a New York City rabbi who just happens to be a seventh-degree black belt. Instead of teaching the Torah, he's giving karate lessons to his flock. Good for him. I don't know if it's going to do any good because the blind side is the whole element of this. You would have to be lightning fast. That's where a gun isn't going to do you much good either. That's what's so insidious about this damn thing. I haven't posted it yet, but the photo of him in his yarmulke teaching karate is pretty cool. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.